and after much pacing to and fro, till I think the said Sam's calves must have ached with the exercise, permission was at last, with great difficulty, extorted from the rigorous Sybil, for the three to wait upon her in a body. Their visit was not so still as Miss Ingram's had been. We heard hysterical giggling and little shrieks proceeding from the library, and at the end of about 20 minutes they burst the door open and came running across the hall, as if they were half scared out of their wits.
"I'm sure she's something not right," they cried, one and all. "She told us such things! She knows all about us!"
And they sank, breathless, into the various seats the gentlemen hastened to bring them. Pressed for further explanations, they declared she had told them of things they had said and done when they were mere children, described books and ornaments they had in their boudoirs at home, keepsakes that different relations had presented to them. They affirmed that she had even divined their thoughts, and had whispered in the ear of each the name of the person she liked best in the world, and informed them of what they most wished for. Here the gentleman interposed with earnest petitions to be further enlightened on these two last-named points, but they got only blushes, ejaculations, tremors and titters in return for the importunity.